express yourself.
Good morning to February 1st, 2019, yes. Another edition of Talkline. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Diane.
I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchick.
Yeah, and we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta on anything you have on your mind. We've got to go over and get our numbers. Here they are.
I got them memorized.
Oh, you said that last time. Okay, let's see how
but
you
I
do.
But I messed up, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
but
see.
They
here
are 543. KYUK, that's 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email radio@kyuk.org, and you can call or email anonymous if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah.
We have our first caller. Good morning, John, Nick.
Both here. How are you guys
hey,
doing there?
Good
All
morning.
All right, good. How are you?
Good. You corrected your mistake in the heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I got the last of it. Anyway,
okay.
I want to wish everyone a good Friday. And please, you know, when you're on the road right now, this little snow makes it really slippery.
Mm.
So if, when you're walking and watch out when you're driving a car for pedestrians crossing the streets, you know.
And, yes.
And be careful on the river still. I think it's still deceiving some parts because mm-hmm. it hasn't been long since that water froze over. And you get some of that crystal ice on top of that. When your skis get stuck in there, they take the turn with every crystal break and you have hardly any control, you know.
Right, right.
And it's good to watch that go slow in them if you recognize them because it could cause a crash and could get hurt. I've done that before, so I kind of know about it. Anyway, please be safe, everyone. Please don't drink and drive, and enjoy your day and have a safe one.
Very good, yeah.
Okay, well, you both, yeah.
Thank you. That was good advice coming from John. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I think it's going to warm up in the coming days, too. It's going to be in the 20s and 30s again.
Oh.
So
I didn't pay attention or haven't looked yet, you know.
Yeah.
So, but we do have weather, though.
Yeah. Did you? There we go. Oh, look, it's they.
For Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, while we're waiting for the next caller,
mm-hmm.
today we are going to be seeing probably snow, likely. It says snow accumulation up to 3 inches, highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s, east winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. And tonight we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow, lows in the lower to mid-20s, southeast wind 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 35 miles per hour after midnight. And Saturday, we're looking for snow in the morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation up to 5 inches, highs in the 20s, southeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour. Not cold, but, expecting a little snow. And we have we don't see blue sky outside of our window.
But there's not a lot of fog, though.
Yeah, no.
So that's
not
good.
Not too much fog. And then
it was snowing earlier.
Light snow, yeah.
That seems to have stopped.
It's pretty mild outside, though.
Yeah.
But still, weather up here in the Delta is unpredictable and... And no matter, it's always good to get an idea about what they're expecting before you venture out into the wild or...
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, so I just ran over here from class. I thought I was going to be teaching all morning, so I'm glad I made it in.
Mm.
And I would have had to send you a text.
Okay.
Diane's not coming. But anyway, we were able to finish and... I'm going to carry on. So, I don't know what's going on this weekend.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll hear about it.
Yeah. So we need a little Renee call in.
Yeah.
And
maybe Sue.
If others of you have things that are going on in town you want us to know about, please give us a call.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And our lines are open and we are Able to take your calls anytime.
Yeah. You know, yesterday we had an interesting Kitfakhtako show, which is a Yupik talk line kind of show. And then,
how was that? What was on that?
Oh, it was the main thing was about the river, ice, and conditions out there. And then, you know, suddenly the last several days there's been a series or reports of open water down below Bethel. Ice is shifting. And in one area they had estimated there's probably about 7 open holes down below. And the way the elders were talking yesterday is that, you know, they call it like explosion from under the ice. In Yupik, you know. And I've
What's
yet to...
What's the Yupik word for that? how do they say it in Yuktun?
Yuktun kagakalunihok. Kagak means like an explosion. I kind of, you know, was thinking about that last since I heard about it yesterday. You know, I've seen it a little bit before, but I think it's getting more frequent now. It could be, I was thinking it might be maybe methane gas from, you know, on the bottom of the river. Coming up,
yes.
And then because some of that ice, the pictures were on top of the ice. In other words, like there was something pushing it up suddenly and leaving the ice up on top of the ice.
Yeah.
So and then one of them called and said even he's seen that before, that even with ice that's 2 feet or thicker would be on top of the ice from. What they called explosion. And so it's they say that's not uncommon, but I think it's more frequent nowadays with more methane gas coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear. And up in the more north where and in northern Siberia, they have a lot of, because the permafrost is melting, there's a lot more methane being released into the atmosphere. So that's yeah, there's a lot of climate change thing. Oh, well, look what happened in the Midwest or the upper Midwest with getting minus 60 degrees.
Oh, gee, yes.
And they're not used to that.
Oh, no.
And
I heard
kinda,
they're having
feel
a
for
tough
them.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yes. And
that was another topic yesterday was that our world is changing worldwide.
Yeah.
Changing in some places quite extreme. And they were talking about that yesterday, and then they said long ago, before even TVs, some people or people used to hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that like, I don't know. I don't know if they're like forecasts or...
hear about changes coming?
Yeah. So that was interesting yesterday. You know, we had a series of calls, a lot of them from elders, you know, that knows... that know a lot about, you know, about things that are going on. And it was interesting yesterday, so.
Because they've probably seen things through their lifetime where they can tell the patterns that are shifting.
Yeah.
And winter's not quite, or this is what I've been told, that winter's not quite the way they remember. And then we had a little bit of a real cold.
Yeah,
section, and then it got up to above freezing again. And
that's right. I remember when I was a kid, you know, it used to freeze up in the fall time, and then once it froze, it stayed frozen all winter until May, you know.
Wow, that's very different now.
Yeah, it's not quite like that anymore. So, and then one thing that a lot of people agreed upon yesterday when they were talking about that was that the climate and climate and world will change along with its people.
People are going to have to adjust.
People
change.
Will change, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know, the people of the past, you know, so, yeah, people are different now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's changing, and then we have to, yes, adjust to our climate. Oh.
Oh, there we go. Oh, we have Noah from Tuluksak. Thank you
Good
for
morning.
Calling, Noah. Good morning. Welcome
Good
to Talkline.
Yum.
Yeah, what I want to cover what Peter mentioned, what elders were talking about was prediction. When we were little kids, They used to form a circle when they're going to tell a story of our histories. And it, some of them cover the things that we have now, like caribou, fish, moose. By then, there was completely nothing. So the history itself passed on from generations to generation to respect the land, what we gather from, like berries, moose, caribou, fish. Everything we caught, we have to respect it, treat it with respect, and then generate it to the next generation, to the youth that are growing and forming and learning. That's our traditions and values that has passed down from history. And this climate change is not, I'm not surprised. I'm seeing a lot of changes here in Alaska and lower 48. As you can see, there's a lot of snow, a lot of water in 48, a lot of cold weather that they didn't used to have.
That's right.
We're seeing it. And I thank you for bringing it out so that we can learn from this change. All the people in the world is dealing with it and learning from it and coping with it. Thank you for taking my call, and have a great morning.
Yes, you too, Noah. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. And
yeah, with the climate change, people are going to have to change, and maybe slight changes in the way subsistence happens.
Yes.
And people adjusting to that, which is, you know, cultures change, always are in change, but the climate change is happening at a much faster rate than humans and animals and plants would have normally, you know, had, you know, thousands and thousands of years to adjust.
Yeah.
Now they're having to adjust now almost yearly, and some of the animals and some plants will not be able to adjust quick enough, evolve quick enough to match the new environment that's happening.
That's right.
So next we have Herman. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. You know, we're seeing a lot of things happening and a lot of changes and stuff. And I read this Bible, you know, they said not to be alarmed when we see these things. And to be brief, history of our native people, a long time ago, they used to have Kazakhs, and men and women were separated, and they used to have Angus cooks, people who could, like, tell the future, and used to be bad ones and good ones. But anyhow, the Russians came, and they brought their traditions and their form of religion, and they taught that to some of our people. And then these missionaries came, and they taught this other form of religion that a lot of people practice now. But I read this book, and it say people are going to get worse and worse, and even the earth is groaning, because I heard the Bible seven times, and it say I'll tell you where we are now. You know, it said, let us create man in our image, and they created man, and then after a while, God was sorry he created man because they're so evil. So he destroyed earth by a flood. He saved eight of them, Noah. And then now, first is he tried to be God to Israel, the people of Jews, but they rejected him. They rejected his son, Christ Jesus, you know, and they, there's a whole other realm around it, their spiritual world, like Satan and demons, you know, a spiritual world. Anyhow, Satan, he was tested, his earth. I'll tell you what's going to happen, how it's going to end, like, why we're seeing this why we need to be ready, what's going to happen next, and how we need to just not have faith and not, you know, be worried and stuff. And but anyhow, what's going to happen, this man of lawlessness is going to appear, and we're seeing that in the Democratic Party. They want to kill babies even after they're born, and they want to have open borders. And, you know, God, he sees this, and he's going to pronounce judgment on this earth this time, and there's going to be a rapture. People who believe that Christ Jesus is God's son, they're going to be taken up to meet Christ Jesus in the clouds, and then this earth's going to go to tribulation. It's going to be judged by fire, and there's going to be just a few left. And then Christ Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to rule and reign here for 1,000 years. And that damn devil, he's going to be locked up for 1,000 years.
So you have two more minutes, Herman.
Okay, and then right now we need to have faith and, you know, believe, not follow these false teachings, and try to speak up for what's right and tell other people, you know, it's not right to kill babies like that and have our land invaded, given the acreage. They call it welcoming the city. Scary what's going on in the world, but pray, you know, ask Father God in Christ Jesus' name to help you, and you get the Holy Spirit, and you'll be able to pray in tongues in a heavenly, another language. But it's real and happening, but don't be discouraged. Read the Bible. Oh, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. So, just want to correct one thing. The Democratic Party does not have legislation that, as Herman says, killing babies after they are born. Just want to correct that. And also that our land, the United States, at this time, is not being invaded. At this time.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe in the future. But
okay. We have just a caller from Bethel.
Thank
good
you.
Morning to Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning,
yay.
Mark.
Yes, you know, good morning.
Talking about the ups and downs of food sources. Chibichak and Talia Smith, my wife's grandma, my grandma, used to tell us when she was really young, there was not much to eat in Hooper Bay, of all places, where I've always said, you've got to work really hard to be hungry.
Huh?
You know what I'm talking about, Peter. I mean,
yeah.
you can subsist 365 days a year out there. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, she said she would be really, really happy if she found an old needlefish inside of the fish house in the Mayotic. So, you know, there are cycles. You know, there's cycles with rabbits and cycles with foxes and cycles with mice.
Yeah.
And sometimes those cycles will dive off the deep. So. Just a couple of, I guess, three things, maybe four things about changes. You know, you were saying, "Oh, people are changing." What human beings are really good at doing, and always have been really good at doing, is adapting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's change the terminology just a little bit. As we see changes going on here, people are going to adapt.
Yeah.
And adaptation takes a lot of different forms. You know, over in sub-Saharan Africa, if they have increased droughts, some of that adaptation is going to be migration. You know, I mean, people are going to move somewhere else. They might go south, where there's more water, more humidity, or they might go north, you know, across the Mediterranean to where there's a little bit more in the way of infrastructure and resources, and they might go west or east. But people, human beings, adapt. We're adapting, right? I mean, people here in the YK Delta have been adapting to these changes we're seeing in climate for the last few years. Just jokingly, I would say over the last few years, people have adapted by not buying liquid-cooled snow machines. You know? So there's that. The term climate change, the really the best term for that, the one that makes more sense and the one that you won't have people trying to throw back in your face, is regime shift. So we've seen that this winter. The Arctic cold weather regime, the climate regime, has moved east. You know, all that cold air dumped down into the central United States instead of, I guess, coming where it belonged. So, you know, instead of saying, oh, climate change this, global warming that, it's regime shift. Weather patterns are moving. Now, there are some pretty radical things going on. I just saw a graphic the other day that showed the historical and projected changes in ocean acidity. And it's really, really, really a scary graphic. And there was a story in KYUK a couple of days ago about, some kind of shrimp or snails or something, that's salmon food that is getting thrashed by Bering Sea acidity. And just one other quick thing. If you want to know what the YK Delta used to look like a really long time ago, talk to a well driller. Because when they're drilling, when they're drilling water wells, right? They're keeping a log. Yeah, drillers.
Yeah.
They're keeping a log of what's coming out the pipe. And so they can draw you a picture of that 300 or 400 feet that well pipe has gone down. And they can say, you know, there's the ice, and here's beach sand, and here's organic material, you know, 200 feet down. They drilled a well out in Hooper Bay, pretty deep one, and had either a piece of wood or a piece of bone, nobody could ever quite figure out what it was, come from the very bottom of the well.
Interesting.
And I think if you talk to people in villages where wells have been drilled, and you talk to some well drillers, they'll say, yeah, we have some interesting stuff come up from our drilling operations.
Wow. Now, Mark, we're kind of at that 5-minute point, so may want to call back for part two, because that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just throw that out there.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Interesting, really.
Yeah.
Go on to our next caller from Bethel, Mark.
That was Mark. I think we had a John, but then.
Yeah, maybe we did.
John.
But we do have another one.
Eula. Oh, maybe that's Eula.
Eula?
Yeah, I think that's Eula. Okay. Good morning, Eula. Welcome to Talkline.
This is just the one to say hello to Diane and whoever is with you.
Oh, yeah, whoever it is. It's Peter. Peter Atch. Eula, thank you.
Talk about winter.
Yeah, what do you notice?
I've been here for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And this winter, to me, it's just like we used to have winter way back then, because it was cold, and then the things that I used to see a long time ago is when we have winter, we didn't have no freedom of getting nothing. You know, rivers wouldn't have that much fish. And lots of overflows because of too much cold. I know it wasn't that cold, even it was below zero for a while around here. But to me, we had good cold spell for a while, just like we used to have long time ago. But this warm weather for a long time is different, because I remember when the thermometers came around, the thaw warmer weather would be up to 10 above. That would be, to us, it was very warm.
Because
we used to dress warm, too. So, to me, cold spell is more like winter this year. But this warm spell is too long for me. because I've never seen too much worm spell for a while. But this is what we've been hearing last summer, remember, that we'll have harder winter this year. And then encourage women to put up as much as they could, dried fish and food that they would store away. So whenever right now in our age, in our days right now, when we have someone like scientist maybe or someone that forecasts what's coming, we have to believe them right now, because this is what I used to hear last summer, that we won't have no freedom of going wherever we want to go, like last year or year before. At this time, it is time for people to manuk pikes, lots of pikes. Because of these overflows, I never hear nobody go toward Johnson River or anywhere. That one is the different one that I see. Otherwise, this winter is kind of like winters we used to have, but minus overflows in the river. And then I thank people that's been warning people about not to travel on the river when it's not safe to travel. That saves lots of people. And I'm glad that everybody's listened to what the warnings are about traveling on the river, because that they save lots of lives. Mm. That's all I have, and hello to Diane and whoever that's there. Diana, for letting me talk. Thanks.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad Eula called. And I think it's wonderful, any elder that wants to call and just share anything, but also notices what you notice about changes in the climate. And, oh, yeah, hi, Peter.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, you know, she's what she's saying is very, very true, you know. She just hit it right on again, you know. And then one thing I noticed myself, you know, a short time I've been around in the last 20, 30 years, you know, we used to be able to go get the wood that we need to heat our homes or whatever, you know, not too long after freeze-up, you know. But now, you know, it takes a whole lot longer, so... You know, like Mark says, we need to adapt. We have a caller from Bethel. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Gaia.
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing them talk about global warming, you know. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You cannot change your nature. Nature does what it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing about global warming. Looks like somebody's trying to make some money off that. But us here in the region, the Western Hemisphere, the most two highest costs we have is in energy, is electricity, and in fuel. I'm happy for global warming. We don't have much electricity bills in the future, and we don't have to pay for so much oil. High cost of oil. We got to be happy. Well, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
It make it sound, everybody make it sound like somebody's trying to make some money off the deal. There's no money to be made on nature. You can't change nature. All you have to do, like I said, you have to adapt and adjust and adapt. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no sense in... Talk about global warming every day. Seems like somebody want to figure out and write a book about it, make some money off it. There's no reason to make any money off nature. You can't change nature. Just go along with it. We don't need no more snow machines anymore in the future. We'll be buying four-wheelers. And if global warming takes that effect in our region, the only ones that are going to really benefit in this near future are all the airlines. Because the people can't travel on the ice no more. They're going to have to fly. It's you know, think about these things. It's simple. It's easy. There's nothing the big deal about it. We have to because of nature. We have to learn how to do things the new way.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy. We just have to adapt, and that's it. And be happy we don't have to pay for high cost of electricity and high cost of fuel. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure most of the people in our region don't have to worry about their bills that hard anymore. So it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for other people that making big bucks in the fuel business and in the electric business, I'm pretty sure they're the ones who are complaining about global warming.
Mm.
They just got to change their business, I guess. Mm.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, good.
Yes.
Another perspective. All right.
Yeah, got to adjust and adapt. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't change nature.
Well, no matter what, that the adjustment has to be done, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of adjustments going on.
Yes.
Okay, our lines are open, so you're welcome to call. And right now we've had some calls about climate change and some of the ups and downs with that and the changes that some people have noticed with winter and some positive perspectives on global warming. And so if you would like to add to that or go in a completely different direction with a different topic, you're welcome to do that too. Our numbers are 543-KYUK.
That's 543-5985-543-2756. 800-995-8954. Radio at KYUK.org.
Well, next we have John from Bethel. Good morning, John. Hey. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I totally agree with Bobby Gaya there.
Okay. What do you agree with?
I really like this global warming here.
What do you like about it?
Because it saves me a lot of fuel. And, you know, well, it gets cold not as much as or as bad as before. Nowadays, we have septic tanks and they freeze right over.
Mm-hmm.
So it saves a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And global warming is very good. Yeah, that's right. We cannot change what's happening in this. You know, we just got to change our ways.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We can't be trashing this world anymore. This world is our mother. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We come from this world. Why pollute it? Why put all the plastics and carcinogens or whatever we dump out here to this earth? We dump on it like there's no respect for this world, for this earth, or for where we live at.
Yeah. Well, thank
you. But I hope Donald and Gold never does come up. One other thing is that let's hope that Anchorage does not have an earthquake. Because if it does, it's going to be a total disaster to Bethel, Alaska, and to all the major hubs of this whole area.
Oh, okay.
Of Alaska country.
Because of the disruption it could cause to the airport?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or
transportation.
You know, wherever we do business from, their buildings could be cracked up or even on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got no more business for a long time. If something does happen to Anchorage, everything will shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether the president says government shut down or not. But, you know, this world is our boss.
Uh-huh.
She determines our future.
Mm-hmm.
And she determines whatever lies ahead or makes our day.
Yeah.
Well, and about this training thing, I see on these how that back there.
Yeah.
Like I say, you know, you just gotta have. You just about got to have a senator's records to go training. Absolutely no criminal history. Man, that's a sham to our people. Okay, you guys have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Yes.
So next we have, we have a doubler.
Oh,
a doubler.
Wow.
Ray and Alyssa from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife are on the line. Good morning. Right. Welcome
Good
to Talk
morning.
Line.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for taking our call. It's been a
okay.
while since we chatted.
I know. Yes. So.
Yes.
So we're all back to work. We're kind of happy about that. And continuing resolution, of course, continues us through the 15th of February. We're hoping that we'll continue to work after that. But everybody's really happy to be back here working, serving American public and conserving our wildlife.
Yeah.
I would like to say a great thank you to the Lions Club for putting on the food drive last weekend, as well as for VFW is delivering lunches to federal employees. So that's all really great stuff. We appreciate mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. community support.
Awesome.
So I'll let Alyssa talk a little bit about education outreach, what's coming up. I'll hand it to her. Here you go, Alyssa.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray, and good morning, folks, to those out there in the Yukon, Kuskokwim Delta. For our education outreach, we have bear safety training and movie showing The Brother Bear on February 13th, 2019, here at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, 3:30 p.m.
Yes. Wait, I'm sorry, you're going a little bit fast. What
February
is the date again?
13.
Oh, February 13th.
Yeah, February 13th, 3:30 p.m. We try to schedule it after school hours so kids can make it to watch the movie.
That's Brother Bear? Mm-hmm.
Yep, Brother
okay.
Bear.
Okay.
And then we have a federal subsistence board is now taking up wildlife proposals. U.S. Fish and Wildlife will be hopefully hosting a February workshop on how to write your proposals and submit them to the federal subsistence board. We would also like to people to know that we do guiding tours here at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Go ahead and give us a call and we'll take you on a guided tour.
Now, what does wow. that mean? Like a guided tour of City Sub? Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But anyway, where do you take people? What kind of things do you do?
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service land, we take them up to, like, the BIA site, walk the trails, and then we take them to down by the Hanger Lake to look at wildlife and birds and walk the trails down there.
Oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. especially, like, in the spring and summer with the birding?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
And rabbits.
And rabbits.
Moose.
And some, yeah, I've seen moose this year.
So how often does that happen?
When people call and make arrangements, we can go ahead and set up time frames and get people squared away with, we will be running around with a vehicle, so.
Awesome. Can you give it, what's the number someone could call if they wanted to set up a little tour?
Yes, it's 543-1026.
Okay.
Or 543-3151.
Great. Wow, I wonder if, I don't know if you had any tours back when there was that herd of muskox right across the river. Did you see that?
Yeah, we actually tried to make our way out there where there was another herd, too, out behind across the Hanger Lake on those bluffs, too.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat if somebody called you for a tour thinking, well, maybe they'll get to see like a snow bunting. And then you actually bring them to a herd of muskox.
Yeah.
Or show them that.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Okay. So what else? So education outreach, guiding tours, anything else?
And our visitor center is open now for business. We
start
at 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. Anyone can stop by for a visit and a tour around our facility. We also have a small store with Alaska Geographic for items for sale. They make great gifts and learning materials.
They do.
Wow.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. See
Bye.
You later.
Now we have another doubler.
Hey, that's cool.
It's kind of nice. People should, you know what? Get a buddy and call into Talkline. So next we have Ruby and Danny from KUC.
Right.
Welcome to Talkline.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
We're calling to talk about tonight and tomorrow night at the Cultural Center. There is a fiddle dance.
Nice. And who's the band?
Bethel Band. It's going to be hosted by the KUC student government. Half of all the proceeds will be going to the Mary Pete Legacy Scholarship Fund. So It would be great if we could get lots of people over there. There's going to be a cupcake / cakewalk and a raffle.
Oh, my.
Including Split the Pot.
Mm.
So.
And then what is the charge to go in?
For singles, there's $10. Couple is $15. And elders is $5 for a single or $8 for a couple.
Okay. Nice. And will there be snacks other than cupcakes?
There will be concessions, hot dogs, soft pretzels, pop, chips,
nice.
That kind of stuff.
Okay. This sounds like it's going to be really good.
And this is starting at 8 p.m. tonight.
8 p.m. How long does it go to?
1 a.m.
Oh, my. Okay. So we're going to have like a late night of it. Yes. Okay, good.
Yep. And tomorrow night as well.
Oh, two nights. 8 to 1?
Yep.
Okay. I'm waiting for it. That's wonderful. All right. Okay, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Danny, why don't you mention real quick the recycling of cans that students are also part of?
Yes, so we also have aluminum can and now number one plastic recycling.
How do people know if they have a number one plastic piece on them?
There will be a triangle on the plastic bottle near the bottom, and it'll have a one in the middle.
Perfect, okay. And where can they drop off these items?
Every Saturday market, KUC Student Government is collecting cans.
How is the collection going?
Pretty good. We're getting more and more people from the community, and we are able to like hand out bags at Saturday market as well if people don't have bags to set aside for recycling. And,
good.
Yeah, it's going pretty well right now, I think. So, collect your plastics and aluminums.
On the window.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a great initiative. I'm glad you guys are doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
All right.
Thank you. Good
morning. Take care, Ruby and Danny.
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're kind of a shy person, you really want to call in the talk line, you can get a buddy and do the buddy system. Okay.
Yeah, that sounded good.
Yeah. Our calls are, our lines are open. And remember, you can email us. I better check the email to see if anyone has done that. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous, and I will read your email over the air. So I'm going to check that. Yeah, so we've been kind of a lot of information about climate change and global warming. And with the warming trend in our winters, it's lowering the fuel costs for us. But then in Michigan and in a lot of the states in the upper Midwest, their fuel costs have probably skyrocketed because they're experiencing, you know, extreme cold.
Yeah.
So it might be okay for us, but then somewhere down the line, someone else is going to probably have a harder time. So it's a lot of adjustment all the way across the board for people.
Yes, that's right. Things are happening out there.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no emails that have come in. Our numbers are 543-5985. 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954. And so there's a variety of things being talked about, and a fiddle dance tonight and tomorrow night at the Cultural Center, sponsored by the KUC Student Government.
Yeah.
Yes.
There must be more things happening, you know, but maybe we'll hear from Renee.
Yeah. Well, the Cultural Center is now we know it's going to be these the fiddle dances tonight and tomorrow night. I don't think it's not a Saturday market. I think Saturday market is in another week, maybe or two.
Yeah.
So.
But we have a caller from Bethel. We have Tim. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to remind people to travel in Paris, especially in this kind of weather. So, not to get. Be traveling alone right now. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just other people traveling to us.
Have you been out on a river trail?
No, I've been seeing a lot.
Okay.
A lot of, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And calling friends. Pretty scary out there, so.
Yeah.
I'll be traveling alone, traveling with a couple of pairs. I'll be safe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, got to be careful.
That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. You know, yesterday, too, they were talking about that, you know, that recent warm spell we had melted a lot of snow and snow turning into water, you know, collects in low areas on the ice, and water being so heavy will push the ice down because the ice is not extremely thick yet, you know. And then as more water gathers in those low areas, will keep pushing the ice down, and they'll become very deep and dangerous. So so that's one thing that people were describing yesterday, too. And from what we gather, you know, there's a, they've been paving, grading the river ice road between Bethel and upstream. And from what I gather, I think they might have made it to Aniak, but they still have a lot of, some more work to do on it, you know, because there's reported, they're reporting that there's lots of, a lot of area that's very extremely rough, and they need to do a little bit more work on it, you know. So from Aniak on up to upstream from there, you know, they're reporting that the trail is pretty rough. So, and they want people to be prepared. They, you know, if you must use that trail, then you need to go out prepared. You know, there's they were reporting a lot of overflow a couple of days ago on top of the trail, and people trying to travel off the trail. You know, there was water underneath the snow, and then was creating a lot of problems for travelers out there. So people just have to be careful, and I don't know about today, you know, so it's starting to, it's cooled off a little bit, but it's not mm-hmm. cold enough yet, though, I don't think. And there's like thin, you know, on top of that, you know, when it cools down a little bit, there's extremely thin shell ice on top of the, you know, on the top, and those can be dangerous, you know, mm-hmm. especially for four-wheeler or snow machine. Like I know snow machine can have problem, because that happened to me once before coming down from Kalskak about this time of the year. I fell, one of my front ski had broken through that shell ice, and then my snow machine tipped and threw me out, you know, and then I rolled, and I was lucky I came away with no broken bones.
Were you going pretty fast?
Well, you know, moderate. I wasn't.
Were you going like teenage boy fast?
No.
Mature man fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was 15 years ago.
And did you
know,
have to dig your snow machine out of?
No, you know? Actually, it was on the ice. You know that my one side of my front ski had broke through that shell ice, and then it at that speed, even though I wasn't going extremely fast,
mm-hmm. it threw you.
It tipped, and then I was rolling. I don't know for how long, you know, but I was lucky I came out of that.
I guess, yeah. You know? Yes.
And then
good for you.
My handlebars were all the way down to my seat, you know, when my snow machine tipped.
Yeah.
I guess when it landed, my snow machine handles, they bent all the way down.
Oh my gosh.
To my seat, you know.
Wow.
So
you still could ride it home.
Yeah, I rode it home. A caller. From Chalista.
Tom, from Chalista. Good
long
morning,
time
Tom.
No hair, Tom.
Yeah.
Good morning, Diane and Peter. How are
yes,
you doing?
Yes, good morning
good,
to you.
Good. We had that other gentleman was calling for a couple times.
Yes,
Russ. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, he just joined us April of last year.
Okay.
Kay.
Good. All right. So what do you have for us?
Well, I just heard Peter talking about the handlebars bending down on your snow-go?
Yes, when he took a tumble, yes.
Yeah, so is that like your version of a lowrider?
He was styling, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I just want to call and give one quick update for shareholders.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, just a couple days ago, Trilsta mailed out 1099 tax forms to all shareholders who received a dividend last year. So this is for the April dividend. Any shareholder that received $10 or more from that April dividend will get a 1099. And for the other two distributions, the elders benefit that went out in December mm-hmm. and the Oculista one that went out in November, those came from the settlement trust, so those are non-taxable and those do not get 1099s.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first year that we've sent out a 1099 tax form for the regular dividend. Since we have so many new shareholders, it was felt that that would be the best thing to do. But moving forward, anything that comes from the Trilsta Corporation Settlement Trust is still non-taxable, and that would not get a 1099. So even if you get a 1099, it's recommended that you consult with your tax professional. I know there were the tax volunteers in town.
Mm-hmm.
But the dividends are still non-taxable, and just like always, the distributions from the revenue sharing, those are always taxable, and those also get a 1099.
Mm, okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm.
Yeah, so it can be a little bit confusing. We've got all the information on our website, trilstercorp.com.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the information on our Facebook page, and then I also heard that KYUK did a story on it as well.
Oh, okay. That's tax information.
Correct.
On your dividend and whether yours counts or doesn't count, the dividend that you got, whether there'll be tax information.
Yeah, generally speaking, you know, any kind of Trilsta dividend or distribution that comes directly from Trilsta or a settlement trust mm-hmm. is non-taxable, but we still wanted to provide those forms to the shareholders.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. All right.
All right. Clear as mud. Any questions?
Well, yeah, this is out of my ballpark.
Yeah.
Peter probably knows more.
Yeah.
But people can access the website, trilstacorp.com, and the Facebook page to get more information, and they'll get something in the mail as well.
The 1099 forms went out in the mail, so look for those in the mailboxes,
okay.
As long as there isn't any weather cancellation for the mail, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you again, and have a great February.
Nice to hear you again, Tom.
Thank you.
You too, Uncle. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. All right, next we have Thomas from Nunupichuk. Good morning, Thomas. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
You know, back, 2 or 3 years ago, there was a Car Talk show? Car Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And for us Alaskan Western side, our main travel in wintertime is snow machine and ATV, four-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could bring up a snow machine talk show.
Snow go talk.
Yeah.
Snow go talk, yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So if
you could include four-wheelers in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know these new ones that are coming out there, they're just the computerized.
Uh-huh.
And have to bring it into a dealer to fix it.
Hmm.
But back in 10 years ago, I think about 90s, they had like a fan cooled. That was really easy to work on. Not easy, but
mm-hmm.
you got a lot of arm work, elbow work inside the tub. The snow machine,
mm-hmm.
right around the engine.
Hmm.
But nowadays, these you got to take apart in the engine side. So,
yeah.
four-wheelers, same thing.
Yeah.
I think four-wheelers are about probably the same. But snow machines, if somebody could bring up a snow goat talk, that'd be a really good listening. One of them, we could just fix up our own.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
You get a couple people together and propose that to the radio station. You never know. Yeah.
There's a lot of mechanics around the villages. I think some of them moved to Bethel Anchorage so you could start a snow goat talk.
That'd be nice.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, good. Thanks for calling in with that suggestion, Thomas.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. I think that was only a thing I wanted to bring up. We got light snow. We got northeast winds, but kind of chilly, but everybody's loving it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. You
okay.
too.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, next we have Bev Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Snow Goat Talk, Steve Boney and Sun, Leon Treat can host it, right?
Okay.
And they say we're going to get 3 inches of snow. Oh, my God, I hope so.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the 30s starting tomorrow for a week.
Yeah, I know.
So it's going to be warm.
I know. And then other things happening. The Whaler boys from Itgavik are going to be here tonight playing our Warrior boys.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they make it in good. And the game's at 7:30, and tomorrow they play at 6. And our Warrior girls are up there. So there's a lot of basketball happening. But that's not what I called. I called, and thank you, Tom Leonard, for always calling in with Chalista stuff. But so I found it so interesting because I thought you didn't have to send out a 1099 unless it was over $600. And so I would ask Chalista to relook because it seems like a waste of shareholder money to send out a 1099 if you don't need to, okay? And I could be wrong because I'm not, but I think I'm right, but I could be wrong, right? So please check on that because it's a waste of shareholder money. We don't get much anyway, and then to have that. But the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I addressed it on Chalista Facebook, Robert Beans, their chair,
mm-hmm.
I was wanting to be able to address the board, maybe a group of us Chalista women shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called and asked about board meetings and what time and where and what dates. And was told this very interesting thing, that they are not required. They're different from other corporations. Native corporations are different, that they don't have to have a shareholders to be heard, and they don't have a shareholders to be heard comments section. They recognize us if we're there at a meeting, and then they go into executive board meetings or whatever they do. And there wasn't this opportunity. So I would encourage other shareholders to encourage our board to please, if there are shareholders, to be heard, go do what you need to do, go out of, what is that term in Robert's Rules of Order when you want to change the agenda to hear people?
Amend?
No.
Make
no,
a motion?
No. Oh. There's something else.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway, they should have shareholders to be heard and should encourage shareholders to be heard. Even if it's something they don't want to hear, it should still be that way. So I'm hoping that Tom or Andrew or someone from the corporation could call back one on why are we getting these 1099s if it's not over $600, and maybe some tax person can call out there, somebody with more knowledge than me, and then also maybe address the shareholders to be heard on their regular board agenda. So that's about that. And just one other thing, it's the YK Lifesavers sponsors half price every Saturday. Drew's Foundation at the pool, and Drew's Foundation sponsors a free teen swim every Wednesday from 4 to 8. And then Inksman Law Office sponsors a free swim for 12 and under the last Saturday of every month. So I want to encourage people to enjoy healthy activities with their family inside and outside. But if it's inside, you know, we have this beautiful infrastructure here in Bethel, and encourage folks to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So stay safe, stay healthy, be kind, enjoy a weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Bev.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. So Bev mentioned basketball, so I had an announcement for Talk Line. It's Listen to Lady Warrior Basketball at Barrow live at 3:45 p.m. today versus Point Hope. Also, so I guess they're way up north. Also, tune into the Warrior Boys home game versus Barrow live at 7:30 tonight here on KYUK 640 a.m. Listen to the Talk Line replay at its regular time at 7 p.m., on 90.3 FM, followed by Igayutat, which is the show that Esther Green and I have, mainly Esther Green. Also, after the basketball game on KYUK 640 AM, you'll hear those replays. Also, we'll be airing basketball live tomorrow, Saturday, Lady Warriors versus Barrow at 3:45, and Warrior Boys home game at 7 p.m. So stay on 6:40 a.m. and you will be able to hear the call for the boys and girls basketball games that are happening today, tonight, and tomorrow. Okay, good. Thank you for that announcement. So it's going to be, the weather forecast so far is it's going to be in the 30s, high, you know, like above freezing 30s.
Oh, no.
For a week.
Yeah.
So that's going to alter things a little bit. I think we're heading into one of our warmest winters on record. We're gonna break the record that I think we broke 2 years ago. So we're breaking it again. So okay, our lines are open. Feel free to call in. We've had a variety of different things that we've talked about, from Fish and Wildlife have some outreach that they're doing. They have a on February 13th at 3:30 in the afternoon, they're showing Brother Bear for young people. And they also do guiding tours. If you call them at 543-1026 or 543-3151, they will take you around town and maybe see some birds, rabbit, maybe a moose. We have Carrie from Bethel calling in. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Good morning. To say to you, Diane, is say my name.
Carrie. Yes, Carrie.
I had that stuck in my head since class.
I know. Well, I have to give a shout out to Sarah Henry then. Sarah, wherever you are, waiting for your plane or not, hello. There's your name. Good.
So a couple things I was calling on is we're going to have a community yoga practice at the multi-purpose building.
Is this ONC?
It is, yes.
Yep.
And Cody Pequeno is going to be the one doing that.
Is this the young man from Cody and Cody?
It is.
Oh,
yes.
He's so funny. Oh, that's great. So he's going to be at the practice. What time?
So the dance is going to be from 7 to 9 on Sunday evening, and it's open to anybody that just wants to go over in York.
Mm-hmm. You said there was practice. When's the practice?
That is the practice.
Oh, Sunday at 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And Cody will be there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also we're going to have our community wellness gathering that's going to be on the 15th and 16th of February. And our topic is standing together against sexual assault. It's going to be a pretty touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that it's something that needs to be brought out there.
Do you have speakers for that?
We do, yes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Samuel Johns come. He's he's a founder of
Forget Me Not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he'll do a talking, and then we also have the other Cody Ferguson.
He's funny too. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So he'll be coming, and he'll do a presentation as well. And
he's a really good speaker, Cody Ferguson.
Is. Mm-hmm. He is. Yes. And at the end of the day on Saturday, we're going to have both Codys do a comedy act to bring that laughter.
Oh
after
my gosh.
A touchy subject. So
what a great idea.
And it's open to anybody. It'll be starting at 9 o'clock on the 15th, and on the 16th we'll start at 11.
Okay. Would you call in next week to Talkline and just remind us of that gathering? It sounds really important.
Yeah. Sure will.
Awesome. And then if you do, I'll say your name. Say your name twice. Carrie, Carrie.
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Wow. That's really terrific. I mean, Samuel John is really wonderful. And
yeah.
He's the guy that started helping men who are mostly men, but women too, who are homeless from native communities.
That's right. Yeah.
And coordinated ways for them to reach out to their families, to maybe even go back to the village. It's really beautiful. And there's a documentary that was filmed about him that'll be, I think that's out now. And then to have Cody, we're older for this, but still, I am on the Cody and Cody Facebook page. And they haven't put anything out recently, but they are very funny.
Yeah.
And, so sounds like it's going to be a really important gathering and with some really nice speakers.
Good. I'm glad. Oh, and she's getting into that, you know.
I know. Wellness and community and outreach. I can tell. So that's it's noticeable. Good. So our lines are open, and we've had, you know, various things come up.
We have a caller from Bethel.
Fritz.
Good morning to Fritz.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. How are you doing?
Well, we're getting and talking about the weather here.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends at the Weather Service keep wonderful records.
Mm-hmm.
That go back to 1924, and I'm looking at a printout. I'm working on a project, and I got a printout here that says in 1924... the average low temperature May through August was 40 degrees.
In this area, in the YK Delta?
Yes, this information comes from the Bethel Weather Station.
40 degrees between May and August was the average.
The average.
Wow.
No. Mm-hmm. But is you get and look, and they've got an average line of the highs and lows that they've got mapped on this. But basically what this graph points out is in and around 1930, the average low temperature from May to August was around 40.8 degrees. In the year 2018, the average temperature May to August was around 43.5 degrees. So that indicates a warming temperature. The plants and animals, this is a huge big wow in the temperature. And another thing that's sort of interesting about this is I believe is Game and Fish or someone had been measuring the water temperature on the Yukon River up around the Marshall area, and they also indicated that there was a rise in the water temperature. Now, to us as human beings, 10, 15 degrees is no big deal. But to animals, especially fish and other things, a half a degree is a big deal.
Yeah, more sensitivity.
It was interesting to get in to hear people say and visit about we need to adapt. Well, if we know, you know, we have the statistics to get in to look at to see where we're going, and hopefully we pay attention to science. But as I mean is, if we notice these things, we are going to need to adapt. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to call in about the, you know, about the weather and things, because mm-hmm. it is interesting, and it was stated also that what's underneath the tundra, there was a gentleman up here that drilled all kinds of wells for the BIA all over the delta here where the BIA schools mm-hmm. were and everything.
Yeah.
They pulled a lot of real interesting stuff out of them holes.
That's what Mark Springer was talking mm-hmm. about.
Yes, and another thing that we need to realize is, where did the oil come from? It didn't come from rocks. If I'm not mistaken, oil came from something that had carbon in it.
Mm-hmm. When you say they pull up interesting things, what's an example of that?
Fronds from palm trees.
Oh, okay.
And I believe when I was visiting with him, this was from about 1,100 or 1,200 feet, because we need to go down very, very deep here mm-hmm. to hit water. Mm-hmm. But this is very, very deep. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just sort of interesting about all of these things, but we do have more information and things, and, you know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's kind of...
I just wanted to bring that up, and I'm pretty sure that things, you know, things are going to change and things, and one thing that's interesting about this graph is if you do gardening and do things outside and things, is you can look at the dots on the graph, and then you can look at the weather, and there's a correlation between the temperature and how we live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks,
Fritz.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job.
Yeah, some interesting information coming mm-hmm. to us. We have Sam from Bethel. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Good.
How about
anyway,
with you?
We're okay here.
Okay.
I'd like to say thank you to the Nepakiak search crew. They went out last night and tracked a young man down. It was a successful search, so that's hats off to them. And then the other day I took a ride up river. I've seen a lot of litter from people just throwing their trash out when they're done with it. That's not a good sight. If you think about it, if everybody that drives on the river throws a can of soda or empty beer bottle or a bottle of whiskey out, imagine what the river looks like in the summertime.
That's right.
Yeah. So clean up after yourselves, people. Don't need to be lazy and, you know, just throw it on your floor, and then when you get home, take care of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're having our annual meeting at the end of February for officers for the Bethel Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
All people are welcome to attend that are members and whoever would like to join. And then we're also reaching out for, we're going to start a drone club. We recently purchased a drone and we'd like some experienced people to join our group. I think Charles said we'll have a meeting maybe tomorrow. If you have questions on that one, you can call my number, 545-6555. I don't have Charles's right offhand.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And other than that, we've been pretty quiet with the liquor store. I was kind of worried about it opening up, but people seem to be responding a lot better than the first time we had that liquor store. There was one time we had over 300 calls in 1 month last year. So I appreciate people waiting until they get home to drink.
Okay, good. Yes, thank
yes.
you.
That's a very big help to us, because we all have lives to live too, but we're willing to go and get you if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great service. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Peter. He's the one who pushed it on us for years.
Oh, not me. It's just a team.
Yeah.
We're a team. There's no one person in this search and rescue you.
Yeah, so, but you're my
and
motivator.
Thanks for what you've been doing too.
Mm. Okay, thank you, Sam, for calling.
Okay, and people, please pick up your trash on the river. When I'm in my truck, I'll start stopping and picking it up.
Mm. Wow. Good. Thank you for that.
Appreciate that. Yes. People.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care, people.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, people. Yeah, listen to that. You know. That's good advice that we shouldn't trash our river.
And dog walkers in the pit, old BIA, Larson Pit, please pick up after your dog because come spring, it's not going to be pretty.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
We have Mike from Bethel. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Talkline.
Okay. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
First of all, I'd like to thank Peter Atchak. You know, you've done a lot for this community. You know, the community of Tulchak, Akachok, geez, we can't come, you know, you've saved so many people.
We're a team,
Yeah. But anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. I'd like to thank the communities of all these regions, you know, even on the Yukon. And, you know, everybody pulls together. Everybody, you know.
Yep.
For a search and rescue, you know. And you kind of put the heart in, you know. And We'd just like to thank you.
Huh? All right. Well, thank you for calling with that, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd like to thank you, though.
Yeah, appreciate it. We heard that, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
And you guys have a good weekend.
All right, Shibutu. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Next is John Carter from EEK. Good morning, John.
Yes.
Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Cardon Thompson, East Alaska.
Hi.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the weather change. The subject that was came up this morning. And this is something that climate change, and Mr. Hoffman was talking about this morning. When the North Pole shifts, it moves along, or moves. That is what a lot of people think, but it never does. It stays in one place. When it does, so is the world turned along with it. You turn a bit. Another way of saying it, the area we are at, the southern eastern of Alaska, which is Kuskokwim area, it goes into southerly direction, and we begin to notice the warmer weather in this area. Can't do anything about that. Time is something us humans cannot tell. Signs are. Got up this morning, I noticed the weather was snowing, so it is. I can't do anything about it, but go along with it. Like, for instance, made a reservation to go to travel to Bethel, but end up not doing it due to bad weather conditions both here in Bethel. Maybe tomorrow. Thank you, Roman.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, John.
Okay. Yeah. I just had a text from Mark. Mark Larry.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark Larry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were doing, you know, grading the road or ice road. You know, to say he says, "Good morning, we're getting ready to leave Aniak." This was a half an hour ago, doing a coordinated plow today. Aniak grader, Kalskak grader, and Napaimit plow truck all working to fix the road between Kalskak and Aniak. So they're still out there.
Okay.
Sound like they're... We'll probably hear from them, you know, about how conditions are soon, sometime after maybe this job.
All right. Well, our next caller is Yvonne from Peter. Yvonne from Peter. Good morning, Yvonne from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline. Don't know if you're
good
Yvonne
morning.
Peter. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, just like Peter said, listeners, look at talk shows every on not covering on the river, and there's a lot of overflow, and, and there's a lot of places where the ice is coming up.
Yeah.
And especially on the sandbars. And it's different from Hackett on up that way, upriver, because of the current. And a lot of places where they open up is alongside the beach and alongside the sandbars. So watch out for that. And sad thing is it's starting to snow and everything is going to look the same. And maybe hold off still on traveling on and going by nothing. But snow goes, maybe that'll be... I wouldn't recommend that too. Well, use the buddy system and bring your own rope.
Mm-hmm.
Always stay on the trail.
Yeah.
Overland travel is pretty good. I wouldn't back that way, but watch out for them big lakes and watch out for them ponds that have no drainage because due to that recent warm spell, it reflows again and there's solid underneath that. And in between that space, there's water, so...
Yeah.
You need to watch out for that on overland. But it's pretty good on overland trails. And, but I wouldn't recommend truck travel on the river yet.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for all that info.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Time listener, second time caller today.
Okay. Round two.
So John Carter raised an interesting point. He talked about the North Pole, and he talked about it. The North Geographic Pole is always in the same place, but the North Magnetic Pole has been moving at a very quick pace. That's a horrible rhyme. And I think a few years ago, they had to change the numbers on runways up here in Alaska and Anchorage for sure. I don't know if they had to do it in Bethel. They had to change them by 1 degree because the North Magnetic Pole had moved that much.
Mm.
It's moving at a rate that really has got geomagnetic scientists kind of flabbergasted.
Mm.
What does that mean? Like what?
Well, this is what I think one of the things that it means as far as climate change is the North Magnetic Pole influences the Earth's magnetic field. And let me just to go way back in a long, long time ago in another galaxy, back in the days when a student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks had the run of the place, back in the late 70s, I was wandering around the Geophysical Institute building, after class, and there's a place called the Aeronomy Laboratory, A-E-R-O-N-O-Y. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said something I've never forgotten. He said, we study the influence that sunspots have on the weather. And I thought, that's cool.
Huh.
And now people have heard, sunspots are in the news for various reasons because the sun has gotten awfully quiet over the last few years. And, people say, we don't know what that means. But if you tie it all together between the and when there's no sunspots, that means the sun is putting out less magnetic energy that hits the Earth. Okay, now we actually have had some activity because there's been a lot of auroras lately. But the Earth's it's a fairly complex system. We've got a thing called the magnetosphere that guards us as we fly through space, like everything else. So the solar wind hits the magnetosphere. And photons or atoms drop a photon, and you see some light. And so, if the Earth's magnetic field itself is shifting around, that might be why things like the jet stream and some of the controlling wind currents of the Earth are also moving, which tells you that, in fact, some of this climate change regime shift isn't man-made. I mean, there's a lot of, we put a lot of crap in the atmosphere, no question about that, and that has an impact. But some of the other things could well be impacted, as was said by a couple of callers, Mother Nature doing her thing. So I just wanted to toss that out there to end the conversation.
Okay, good. Well, that's some interesting information.
Okay,
thank you. All right.
All right, thank you.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
I find that kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, well, but magnetic field is moving.
Yeah.
You know, that is noticeable. In fact, the sun, you know, it rises and sets in a different place now.
Oh, my gosh, that's wild. It's kind of like a twilight zone.
Yeah. So since our topic today, you know, a lot of it, many people have been calling about climate change and
the weather.
That's good information to, you know, it's complex, but, you know, it's happening.
Yeah. Now, we have a few more minutes left of the show, four minutes to be exact. Thank you, Gabby. Gabby is womaning our board.
Yeah.
She's back there. We should have noted her. Thank you, Gabby, for taking all the calls and organizing it for us. There's a fly flying around in here. The fly is behaving as if it's June.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to break the news to it yet that it's actually February. But anyway, it's flying around carefree, thinking it's June and looking for some food probably to land on and eat.
Us talking about climate change and all that. It was warmer. It hurt us and maybe came out of its...
Yeah, came out of its little hibernation.
come out to check it out.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, so...
Surprise fly.
Yeah.
As soon as you go outside, you're chilling. Kay. So we have Noah from Tuluksak again. And Noah, you just have a couple of minutes. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Yeah, what Mark brought out is good information. I noticed that the sunrise is changing too.
Yeah.
Long ago it used to, and now it's changing along with the sunset. And when I look at the deeper, I notice it used to be. And now I'm seeing something different. Dipper would be right above where my house is when it's a clear weather, and it might be some of the changes. Plus, the changes on the jet stream, it might give the world a weather change. Talking of weather change, how the weather goes. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Thank
you. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Yes.
Okay. So we are just about, you know, 1-2 minutes. You'd have to really dial quickly, say what you have to. Or not.
Yeah.
But climate and weather was a big deal. And people are probably going to be talking a little bit more about it this week as the temperatures go up into the 30s and things begin to melt a little bit. And the river there could be some more changes on the river. And what do you have there? Some Tundra Drums announcements to finish out the show?
I wanted to put out was that Alaska Business Development Center 2019 Volunteer Tax and Loan Program is providing free tax preparation in Bethel this weekend, February 1st through the 3rd, at the Longhouse Hotel. Also, February 28th to March 2 at the Cultural Center. For more information, call ABDC at 562-0335. Okay, tax time, yeah.
Okay, I think that's going to round out our show. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Consider coming fiddling at the Cultural Center, sponsored by the KUC Student Government, and is also a fundraiser. And have a safe and wonderful weekend.
Yes, people have been expressing that the river's not really ideal for traveling yet, you know, so be extremely careful out there. If you must travel, then you be prepared, you know, in case of trouble or problems out there. So we thank you for calling in today, and for the listeners, we we wish you a wonderful weekend and be kind to each other.
Yes.
Good day.
Too. Good day.